Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, well, look at corn. She's higher on the day, kind of fighting that theory that the corn yields are massive out there. If not that, then it must be massive demand coming. We won't see export sales numbers till tomorrow morning, delayed due to Monday's Labor Day holiday. So we'll see that tomorrow. They've been over 2 million metric tons every week. Many are trying to bemoan the fact they're going to start falling off. Well, if not this week, it'll be next week, as they say. Yes, Argentine FOB numbers did fall under Gulf numbers here this week. So maybe we might see a slowing of demand for new crop here after this week's export sales numbers. We'll see, but the board's still solid. Soybeans drifting. We are now parked some 20 plus cents off of last Friday's close. We're down 2.5 on the day. Been down almost a dime earlier here on the day. No SRE, small refinery exemptions have been issued from the EPA. We had that big spike 2 weeks ago to the upside on exciting news from the EPA, which, like I said, no small refining exemptions have been issued yet for RINs for the renewable index numbers. And so with that, the bean oil has tumbled back to where they were 2 weeks ago. That's dragged soybeans off their highs. But we haven't fallen out of bed. Again, supposedly China's never going to buy a soybean from us ever again. Yet the market is not indicating that. And, of course, yields are probably questionable as well. We keep hearing more talk of Southern Death Syndrome. Beans already at 10% moisture content. Well, that's just going to snap the yield potential right off of them. So we'll see. This afternoon, StoneX, they love to put the big yield number guesses out. We'll see what they say today. Of course, they're always too high when it comes to the final number, but right now they're busy working for the grain buyers. Make sure you know there's a big crop coming so you sell. But with that, we're up a penny on the corn for December right now at 419. March corn's up a half a cent. We're at 436 and a half. July up a half, 453. As we go to the soybean market, we're off the lows of the day by 8 cents. Still off 2.5 cents in the day at 1029. January down 2.75 cents, 1047 and a quarter. March lower by 3. 1062 and three quarters. The products are mixed. Meals up $1 a ton, 283.50 on December. December bean oil down 20 cents, 51.64. On the wheat trade, new contract lows were again found this morning. And then, of course, as always, make a new low, we bounce. We don't really go anywhere. The world wheat market is kind of just dull and quiet as exporters are kind of still sitting on their hands, trying to see how much lower they can get it before this grain trade activity picks up. That's why seasonally every year, end of September into early, at least the first half of October, we typically see a grain price rise. The question is, from what price? You know, if we go down another 30 cents from now and then rise 30 cents, what did you really gain? But the point is, that's when the activity gets going for the world grain trade. And with Russia off to a slow start selling wheat, they're having a hard time finding some takers at the moment. Of course, the wheat flounders, unless corn goes vertical here after the WASD September crop report. We'll see. Wheat Chicago December off 3.5 cents presently. 518.5. Kansas December down 4.25. 506. In Minneapolis, December's off 3.75 cents. 569.25. March also down 3.75 cents at $5.90. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle trade on the defensive today. Now, we've seen feeder cattle down over $5 at one time. We're down about $4 right now. Live cattle was down around over $3, down 2.5 now. Box beef showing some gains, but only 28 cents on the choice, but $1.72 on the select. We've seen some cash trade taking place, and it's steady on the week, not higher. A lot of business pretty much fully steady. Some of it's actually $2 lower than last week, they're saying, on the dress trade, but the upward price movement on the cash market stalling. We seasonally do that this time of year after Labor Day and after back-to-school lunch programs are bought up. We see September usually seeing a softening effect into early October. Well, we do have discounts built in already. October cattle adding to those discounts today, down $2.20 on October cattle, $236.12. December's down $2.55 at $237.70. February off $2.50 at 239.15. As we look to the feeder cattle, September down $3.02, 359.05. It gets worse from here. Down 360 on October, 357.90. November's off $4.02 at 357.05. January, they're down 427, 352.15. Hogs, broadly mixed. We're up 95 cents on October hogs, 94.77, while December is down 7 cents at 87.05. Gold on the retreat. New all-time highs were seen yesterday at the 3,640 value. Well, we're under correction now, down $31.10 today, $3,604. Silver down 77 cents. We're at $41.29, while the dollar gains 28 cents to 98.36. Even Bitcoin is stalled. We are lower today at down $2,660 presently at $110,170. Over in the crude oil market, off 42 cents a barrel, $63.56. The gasoline is near unchanged, actually, at $2.01. Diesel fuel down 3.5 cents a gallon, $2.32.5. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Check us out for a 30-day free trial on our newsletter, or we can talk to you about livestock risk protection insurance. Heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.